Garage Door Repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Chase Hinterstein from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you right where you stand and get you on the path to where you want to be.
To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at zeroresdc.com.
This is Larry O'Connor. Invest in your health at Principal Medical Group in McLean. Same-day appointments and 24/7 access with my doctor, Dr. Jones. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Schedule a free consultation at principalmedicalgroup.com.
705 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, one of many areas in the hot seat right now. 270 jammed as you try to push through Rockville. Now, this is due to a crash. We have two separate delays. A crash as you head down toward the lane divide near Montrose. That's along the right side. Now, really, you just get a brief respite there passing the scene of the crash because you'll hit delays again to the next accident that's up ahead on the Beltway near River Road. Now, six cars involved in this one. Outer loop near River along the right side. Two left lanes slowly getting by. And I just watched another ambulance come up to the scene of the crash. So it's still quite active. Stay clear of those shoulders, as you always should. So, again, on the spur and coming around from before old Georgetown Road now on that just jam traffic. Now, let's go the opposite side of the Beltway and toward College Park on the inner loop between University Boulevard and New Hampshire Avenue. Crash cleanup continues, but three lanes now get by. Inner loop stretch there. Outer loop, you can see that activity, so extra volume. Getting into Leesburg, still complicated with the crash cleanup on Route 7. It'll be after Route 9, but before you get up to West Market Street, so 7 commuters under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds thickening this morning. Milder weather in. 37 this afternoon. Freezing rain, some sleet around. Maybe some light rain mixed in there. And a winter weather advisory for this wintry mess expected. 3 o'clock this afternoon until 9 this evening. Might have some evening light rain. Then overnight, a little chillier, 30 degrees. Sunny tomorrow. How about this? 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 19 in Vienna, 20 in Hyattsville, 21 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Principal Medical Group. Congress's week ahead is going to be all about working to avert a government shutdown. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, 805, Christian Toto, film critic, going to break down those Golden Globes for us, what we saw last night out of Hollywood. And then at 8:35, we'll be joined by Katrina Pearson, former spokeswoman for the Trump campaign. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall, Vince Colonnais, with the very stable genius, Mary Walter.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. Let's give that accolade to our next guest, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Genius Joe, how are you this morning?
I'm even better now.
That's gonna be my new Trumpian name for you, yeah. Genius Joe.
All right, I accept.
All right, let's talk about the president's mental health and this mm-hmm. talk of 25th Amendment. Politico's reporting that back in December, a Yale University psychiatry professor, one Dr. Lee, spent 2 days on Capitol Hill talking to lawmakers, all Democrats, one Republican, regarding her professional opinion of President Trump's mental health. Is this actually the one, since the the one thing that will finally take hold for the Democrats trying to get Trump out of office?
No, I think not. I think this is all going to be overcome by things that we're going to talk about later. But let me just say this about this woman, psychiatrist. What she did violates all the standards of the American Psychiatric Association and the American Psychological Association. She has violated their rules. She has acted unethically. She should be brought up on charges before both of these professional organizations. And a number of Republican organizations and good government groups should file complaints with those organizations demanding, absolutely demanding, that they investigate her. In addition, her employer should have people have information sent to them and requests asking why she is permitted to do this. This is absolutely disgraceful. And what it does is it makes psychiatrists and psychologists whom people go to for assistance look like political hacks. How can you possibly believe that any of the people out there practicing medicine in this way and psychiatry are going to keep your information confidential? What this woman is doing is an insult to every honest person that practices psychology and psychiatry. She is an embarrassment to her profession, and her profession ought to do something about it.
You know, since last we talked, Joe, the Steve Bannon story broke over last week in which he referred to the Trump Tower meeting as treasonous. He's now clarifying who he considers to fit that bill. But regardless of that, is there any version of that Trump Tower meeting that you would construe as treasonous?
No, there isn't. There is a part of it that's treasonous, though, and that was the illegal FISA wiretaps that were used to intercept communications by President-elect Trump and his staff. We'll get to this later, but when all is said and done, there is a fast-developing story about how the Justice Department, under their National Security Division, and the FBI, under their Counterintelligence Division, set about doing illegal surveillance of Trump and his associates. Let me underscore, when the president said he had been wiretapped by the president, he was absolutely correct.
All right. Well, let's go there now. Tell us this morning what's on your mind, and I imagine what you're hearing as well.
Well, what we know now, without any doubt, is that sometime in early 2016, Mike Rogers, who was and remains the head of the National Security Agency, which is our electronic spying organization, discovered that there was illegal surveillance being conducted under 702. That's the section of the FISA Act that they're trying to reauthorize that allows the collection of megadata about Americans' phones and emails. He discovered it. He ordered an audit by the NSA audit officer. That audit officer discovered violations of federal law. When it was discovered by Mike Rogers' superiors, Clapper and Brennan, that he had done this, they tried to get him fired. And that was because what Rogers had discovered was that the FBI Counterintelligence Division and the National Security Division of DOJ had worked together to get these wiretaps that were, in fact, illegal. What happened after that is even more astounding. After the election, Mike Rogers, without the authority of Clapper or Brennan, went to New York and briefed President-elect Trump on November the 17th about the illegal spying. The next day, Trump moved his entire staff out of Trump Tower and over to his Bedminster, New Jersey facility. The effort to fire Rogers never succeeded. He remains there. He has testified before the House Intelligence Committee, as well as in the and has provided detailed information about the activity. I think that there is going to be a day of reckoning relatively soon for people in the Department of Justice under Loretta Lynch, and Comey is dead meat. I have to tell you, I think he and his counterintelligence head are dead meat. This is an amazing scandal. This was a coup d'etat. This was an attempt to spy on a president-elect because they didn't like him.
Mike Rogers, they were finding out from this past weekend, according to Politico, set to retire this spring.
Correct.
He's announced his retirement.
Right.
But this is kind of amazing stuff. He was brought in after Ed Snowden's leaks were and to sort of clean up the agency to take care of the internal stuff. And that's exactly the type of stuff that he would have been looking at, this Section 702. So in the process, you're saying not only did he look, but he found things, and that made the Obama administration uncomfortable?
Very uncomfortable, in fact, because they knew what they had been doing, that they had bootstrapped FISA warrants based on political data. This is how the dossier comes into play. And by the way, no matter what interpretation you take of the dossier, whether it was used to start the probe or it was used to bootstrap a probe that had already been started, it doesn't matter. The point is, it was used in front of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, and they knew that the information in it was not valid, had not been verified, and they lied to the FISA court about its authenticity and about the substance of what it contained. This is really quite remarkable. And when all is said and done, you'll notice that the former director of national intelligence, John Clapper, has begun to mumble a little bit more on television rather than making clear, bold statements. That's because John Clapper is in the middle of all of this, along with John Brennan, the former head of the Central Intelligence Agency. Brennan, by the way, will go down in history as the most politically corrupt director of Central Intelligence we have ever had.
All right, we want to ask you more about this in a moment. We've got to get the traffic, but we're going to hang on to Joe because a lot of interesting information this morning. As usual, Joe DeGeneva, thank you. We'll be back with you in a second. But first, let's get you to work. Now WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Boy, we've had some major problems this morning on the roads. Let's begin first. Route 7 commuters heading in toward Leesburg. Now we have our second crash with two separate accidents essentially in the same area after you pass Route 9. But before you get up toward West Market Street, so 7, heavy on the brakes as we head through there. Now, for 270 southbound, you'll hit the stop and go in Germantown, then hang on. This is where the big set of delays begin, right as you come out of Gaithersburg. Solid lineup past the crash near Montrose Road. Still that activity along the right side, but no break up to the second accident once you get up onto the Beltway near River Road on the outer loop. Before you get to the exit for River Road, stay to the far left to get by the multiple cars involved. Reported to have 6 vehicles involved in this crash and still quite active on the accident cleanup. Also coming around out of Bethesda, watch for delays near Connecticut Avenue. So this will link up our outer loop delays heading around through that stretch. So please be prepared. I know it can be frustrating when trying to get where you're going. All right, DC 295 north after you merge off. If you're coming from the Beltway heading toward the Wilson Bridge, if you're going 295 north near the Naval Research Lab, quite heavy. Nothing currently reported in the way, but it looks exceptionally slow. So north of the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, there's a winter weather advisory in effect from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. We'll have cloudy skies with periods of light rain this afternoon. Some sleet or freezing rain is then possible. A high of 37 degrees. Tonight, it becomes partly cloudy after some evening rain. We'll have a low around 30. And then tomorrow, it gets sunny with a high of 47. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 21 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Win the day with a Dunkin' deal. Get 2 egg and cheese wake up wrap sandwiches for $2. Made with tasty egg and melted cheese. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes, limited time offer.
All right, so we have Joe DeGeneva with us. Joe, you're talking about how Mike Rogers, the NSA director, found out about all sorts of illegal use of the government's surveillance capabilities against the president-elect in the run-up, and you say notified the president of the United States. Can you give us a sense of sort of how you know any or all of this, including if you're hearing stuff that's just not been reported yet?
Yes, well, as a result of communications with former FBI officials and people on Capitol Hill with knowledge, I've been getting a lot of information from, and for example, the other day I got a letter from 43 former FBI agents concerning the conduct of operations inside the Bureau during this counterintelligence operation. So there's lots of information out there, and all of this information is currently in the possession of the House Intelligence Committee.
That was my next question. So yes. House Intel has this?
Oh, yeah. They have, in fact, all of this has been confirmed by them. And it's interesting, you know, Nunes took a bunch of heat when during the, you know, when President Trump took office. You will recall that Nunes went to the White House and reviewed some documents that had been provided by the NSA, read Admiral Rogers, and in the NSC offices over at the White House, and that's when he held his famous press conference saying he had seen things that had nothing to do with Russian collusion. These were the illegal intercepts that he saw. Those were the dozen, what are called, these printouts that were viewed by Susan Rice and others in the White House after they had requested the unmasking of Trump associates. That's what Nunes saw. And that's what he realized. And, of course, Rogers, Admiral Rogers, was directly responsible for that information going to the White House. One thing that's very interesting, in the midst of all this, prior to the election in October, when Admiral Rogers was doing his investigation and reporting all of this, by the way, to the FISA court, what he was discovering, the head of the National Security Division at Justice, John Carlin, resigned in the middle of all of this. It's really kind of weird that he would have resigned prior to the election when it was clear that, quote, Hillary was going to win and he was in line for a bigger job. Unfortunately, what he discovered was that Admiral Rogers got his number and was reporting his name to the FISA court as one of the people who had been involved in providing information to the FISA court, which at that point they did not deem reliable. In addition, look at what's happening today. Judge Contreras, who took Mike Flynn's guilty plea, has recused himself from any further proceedings in the Flynn case. Now, ask yourself a question. Why did Judge Contreras recuse himself now after he took the guilty plea? Why didn't he recuse himself before he took the guilty plea? How can he have a conflict now and not have a conflict at the time he took the guilty plea? The answer is Judge Contreras was one of the judges sitting on the FISA court. And the question has been asked, what FISA warrants was he involved in and what did he review? That question has not been answered either by him, the U.S. District Court, the United States Court of Appeals, or the FISA court. I assume that Nunes and his people have the answer, and it will be part of their report. And I think the reason the judge recused himself was that he has learned that his work in this, which I'm not doubting anything that Judge Contreras did, by the way, he probably acted properly, got stuff in writing and under oath from FBI agents and DOJ lawyers and acted upon it. The question remains, why did he sit in a case where he may have reviewed warrants? So it's a very interesting question, and it simply adds to the pile of evidence that the real treason that went on here was not by the Trump campaign or the Trump-elect presidency, but by people at DOJ and the FBI who conspired to frame an incoming president of the United States with false crimes.
Joe, very quickly, the House Intelligence Committee has this information. How quickly does this move?
Pretty fast, because the IG's report from the Inspector General of the Department of Justice will be issuing a report, some say in the spring, I say much sooner, in which he will make recommendations, one of which will be to impanel a grand jury against the FBI and DOJ officials who violated federal law.
Wow. Okay. Well, Joe DeGeneva, please keep on keeping your ear to the ground and your voice to the telephone receiver. We'll keep finding out what you know. Appreciate it, sir.
You bet.
722 here on WMAL.
Cold weather means bursted pipes. For emergency repair and quick water damage remediation, call 1-800-WET-CARPET. Angie's List Super Service Award winner, ready to help you now. Call 1-800-WET-CARPET. That's 1-800-WET-CARPET.
Do you have missing or damaged teeth? You know, that can keep you from eating the foods you love. It can affect your job, your relationships, and certainly every aspect of your life. We'll get that taken care of with a no-criticism, no-judgment environment at the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Do what I did. Trust your smile to Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling. What sets Cascades apart? It's their experience. Dr. Ruparelia is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the D.C. area. So why would you go anywhere else? Cascades can perform your procedure in one office with one doctor, and in many cases in just one day, saving you both time and money with their incredible staff and their state-of-the-art technology. Truly amazing. I love this place. You owe it to yourself to see Cascades' many success stories at CascadesDental.com. Call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Isn't 2018 the year to finally have LASIK? You can now have your reading vision corrected also with the Raindrop procedure. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor letting you know that that's what I did last year to improve my life, and now it's your turn. Dr. Witness performed more Raindrop procedures than any surgeon in the country. He's now been named a Raindrop Center of Excellence. Already had LASIK or cataract surgery? That's okay. You can still have Raindrop to correct your reading vision. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Witten and Dr. Shilpa Rose. Call 301-825-5755 or book online at wittenlasereye.com, where you'll see the difference.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. Old Town Alexandria, trying to head northbound, trying to go north GW Parkway past Slater's Lane, scene of an incident there. That's why the GW Parkway is so slow in that stretch of trying to eventually get up toward Reagan National. You'll definitely need a little extra time, so plan for that, please. On 66, pushing east in the Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks area, eastbound 66, right near Route 50. Crash was in the second lane from the left. Major delays still continue on Route 7, heading into Leesburg. Two separate accidents before you get to West Market Street. Police were still there at last check. 270, watch for the big tie-ups here, trying to head out of Rockville, past the initial crash that was near Montrose, onto the shoulder, but it is continuous to the multiple car crash on the Beltway. This is going to be for everyone, even coming around out of Bethesda, on the outer loop before River Road. Stay to the far left to get by the scene of the crash. Again, watch for major delays off 270 due to that crash and coming around before Connecticut Avenue. Now, finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spa Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
New week and a new set of problems. Should be huge problems, but still with a winter weather advisory in effect this afternoon from 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. this evening. Could get some slick travel around with some sleet or freezing rain starting to develop west to east in the second part of the day. 37 for the high. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 21 degrees, 726 on WMAL. All right, so a lot going on in Metro. Would you tweet me at the DC Vince? Just let me know if you actually saw somebody not wearing pants on the Metro yesterday. Because apparently yesterday was the No Pants Metro ride that's been happening. It's the 10th annual one. And it was the members of Capital Improv and anyone else who was willing to do it. We were supposed to go out yesterday at 3 p.m. and ride all over a downtown DC without wearing their pants.
Did you wear just underwear or did they at least wear shorts?
Yeah, the old photos show people just wearing their whitey tighties.
I have to tell you, do you want to touch anything on the Metro? Period. Like you try not to. I try to touch as little as humanly possible.
No.
Let alone sit on one of the seats with nothing between me and the seat.
Also, they picked like the worst day of the year to not have pants on. It was like really cold out.
I think that's the point.
The other is. That Metro, you've been hearing about it this morning, Bill Thompson's been telling you about it, not allowing negative balance on Smart Trip cards, which means you have to pay cash in order to satisfy your negative balance before you leave the Metro station. How is that for efficient? You have a MetroCard specifically so you don't have to carry change, and now they're saying pay cash to get out if you go too low.
Yeah, well, that's all part of their customer-friendly service. You know,
really rescuing Metro. Yeah. 728 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. I'm here with my friend and coworker JJ, who, like me, has lost weight and gotten healthier with EMP 180. All right, JJ, how were the holidays?
Well, the holidays are the holidays, and I can't believe I'm going to tell you this. Over the holidays, I actually lost 7 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
No one loses weight over the holidays, JJ. All right, so how many pounds overall, though?
About 40 since just before Halloween.
That's fantastic. It's amazing, too, how your body just responds to the program.
I had no idea it would be so easy. I just follow the plan and the pounds come off.
Yeah, no sweating it off at the gym, right?
No, I walk a little every now and then, but honestly, it's the program. It's the way it harnesses that natural engine. You burn off the fat, you get more energy. At 45 years old, I honestly feel like a new man.
Skip the gym, start the new year off right. Visit emp180weightloss.com in Tyson's Corner, and now for Marylanders, visit their Rockville office. On the web at emp180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money, and they'll get it too by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance, and you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
All right, the Golden Globes weren't the only award show happening this week. There's also the Fake News Awards. Remember those? They've been rescheduled to make them all the more professional. We'll tell you all about it. 7:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. A lot of kids in Northern Virginia are getting a longer weekend from the WMAL Storm Center. These schools are closed today. Fairfax County, Fauquier County, Loudoun County, and Spotsylvania County Public Schools all closed. Fredericksburg City Schools and Stafford County Public Schools are on a two-hour delay today. Get the complete list at WMAL.com. Now, be prepared. The weather could make your drive home from work this afternoon a slow and hazardous commute. We're under a winter weather advisory from 3 until 9 tonight, says National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Fling.
This is a light wintry event, but the timing frame for the metro areas is looking around the 3 to 5 o'clock time frame in the D.C. metro area for the onset, and it'll continue into the early evening hours before it does eventually move off and out of our area to the east.
And stay with WMAL for the latest weather and road information this afternoon. Metro's trying something new and unprecedented to get riders to come back. The Washington Post reports Metro is about to introduce something they're calling the Rush Hour Promise. You would get a full refund of your Metro fare if there is a delay of 15 minutes or more due to a Metro breakdown. North and South Korean negotiators will meet tomorrow for the first time in over 2 years.
The hope is that everything will go smoothly, they will have a peaceful Olympics without any missile launches or nuclear tests, and that then further discussions down the road about bigger issues like North Korea's nuclear program.
Correspondent Will Ripley. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,296, the Nasdaq at 71,37. Sports sponsored by Zelle, the Caps beat the Blues in overtime. College basketball victories for the Maryland men and women. George Mason loses. NFL wildcard games. The Saints beat the Panthers. The Jaguars beat the Bills. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Zelle is a new way to send money from your banking app to almost anyone. Zelle, this is how money moves. More at ZellePay.com. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle.
If you've been talking about remodeling your kitchen, well, now is the best time to get started while the memory of the holidays is fresh in your mind. This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters, suggesting you make a list of what worked and didn't work in your old kitchen during the holidays. Think about the countertops. Was there enough space for all the food? Were you bumping into each other while you worked? Did you have enough storage, and is it in the right place? Then bring your list to one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland, Virginia, for a free consultation with an experienced designer who can help you find the right solutions. Get some great ideas at CabinetDiscounters.com in the photo gallery of kitchens we've actually remodeled. Then download the free planning guide. And at CabinetDiscounters.com, you'll find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers so you can call for a free consultation. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster. I've been a licensed realtor for over 30 years and sold nearly 3,000 homes. I've learned a lot, and I'm ready to share that knowledge with you on my new show, Real Estate Now, talking all things buying, selling, and everything in between on a national scale. I hope you'll join me Sunday nights at 9:30 p.m. for Real Estate Now, brought to you by Relocation Nation. Find out more at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
At MGM National Harbor, we're making free money a reality with cold hard cash. Win up to $10,000 weekly in free play and a chance at the grand prize of $100,000 in cash. Just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entries. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway near River Road. Maryland commuters just jammed to get by this crash. 6 cars involved. If you're coming around the Beltway, say from College Park, your delays now linked together from New Hampshire Avenue, past Old Georgetown Road, around to River Road. So extra time for sure on the slate this morning on that. On 270 out of Gaithersburg and down through Rockville onto the spur to the crash. Stay to the far left as you get to the accident activity again before at the exit for River Road. Interloop near New Hampshire Avenue, that crash mostly to the shoulder. They were crowding the right lane, so you still have a bit of an interloop slowdown. An unusual delay. Let's get you in through town. DC 295 coming southbound out of Chevrolet. Delays on 50 begin back at 410. Then it's the stop and go between Benning Road, East Capitol Street, till it finally breaks free. Volume on the freeway forming, but no incidents to report there. Leaving Old Town Alexandria, the crash near Slater's Lane. It's going to be northbound GW Parkway, heavier than normal. So if you're heading up toward Reagan National Airport out of Old Town, please plan for the extra time or over to Route 1 for an alternate for you. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
New week and a new set of problems. Should be huge problems, but still with a winter weather advisory in effect this afternoon from 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. this evening. We'll get some slick travel around with some sleet or freezing rain starting to develop west to east in the second part of the day. 37 for the high. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 18 in Centerville, 20 in Bethesda, 21 in Washington. I'm Duel Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning to you. Happy Monday. Joining us in about half an hour at 8:05, Christian Toto, film critic, is with us. And at 8:35, it's Katrina Pearson. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Oh, yeah. All right. The fake news awards. Scheduled to be today. Remember those? The president of the United States tweeting last week that they were scheduled to come on Monday. Monday, 5 o'clock. It was supposed to be this afternoon, but he's postponed them. He's going to be busy tonight because he's going to be watching the national championship game between Georgia and Alabama. So that's going to happen. Any predictions there, by the way? Georgia, Alabama?
Is it college basketball?
Nice.
Then I got nothing.
Very close. Very close. You got at least half right.
We're coming into my season.
but I'm going to go with Roll Tide just to declare it. I think Alabama's probably going to win this one. But we'll see. We'll see.
It's because they have an easy thing to say, Roll Tide. It's just easy.
Roll damn Tide. Meanwhile, Jake Tapper. so anyway, let me go back to the award show thing. Jake Tapper, by the way, this weekend, you know, he was definitely fighting for a nomination for this award show because, you know, the president has decided that he's going to move it to Wednesday, tweeting the following over the weekend. Quote, the fake news awards, those going to the most corrupt and biased of the mainstream media, will be presented to the losers on Wednesday, January 17th, rather than this coming Monday. The interest in and importance of these awards is far greater than anyone could have anticipated. So the president expects to do this. Sarah Huckabee Sanders has been saying that we're going to keep you guys posted. She said it might be hard for him to present trophies if you guys aren't there. But I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what happens Monday. I certainly don't want to spoil anything, but my guess is that there are quite a few individuals that could be up for those awards. And beyond that, I think we'll have to see what happens on Monday. And so things have changed. It is kind of funny. You know, the president's fighting with literally everyone in the press continuously. I think in some ways it served him pretty well. Which is to kind of force the press to have to do a lot more scrutiny of its own reporting. It forces the press to have to be all the more careful because all of the glaring mistakes will be called out by the president of the United States. The biggest bully pulpit in the world will come down on you very hard if you mess up. So there's a bunch of people who I think are genuinely competing to win the president's awards here. You think of Brian Ross from ABC News, Jake Tapper trying to come in late with this Stephen Miller interview, Jim Acosta, of course. I can't wait for that like awards moment where they're like, and the award for fake news of the year goes to, and they cut to like the five shot, where you have like a picture of each reporter on screen eagerly anticipating who's going to win and the looks of gasps and the applause. So we'll see what happens. My intention is on Wednesday to be in a tuxedo on the red carpet outside the White House asking people who they are wearing. That's my plan.
Well, is this where they're going to do this? Are the awards going to be in front of the White House? Will there be a red carpet?
Well, if there is,
who will be presenting the awards?
If there is, I will be there. I'm going to find it. And if there's not, I'm going to bring a red carpet with me.
And just carry it around and just roll it out whenever you have
random people on Lafayette Square who they're wearing.
All right.
There you go.
And who will you be wearing?
I will be wearing, I don't know, whoever made my tux.
Okay.
Whoever, I don't...
Are you wearing all black?
Off the top of my head. Yes, all black. Okay. In solidarity with my friends in Hollywood.
Love it.
Meanwhile, I mentioned Jake Tapper getting in this last-minute nomination here. He was pretty condescending to Stephen Miller, the senior White House advisor. Here is Tapper and Miller on CNN's State of the Union on Sunday.
The only person who's called himself a genius in the last week is the president. But
which happens to be a true statement.
Okay.
A self-made billionaire who revolutionized reality TV and who has changed the course of our politics.
He's watching and he's happy that you said that. But
you know, Jake, you can be condescending.
I'm not being condescending. I'm trying to get to the point that Steve Bannon...
Ooh. Testy.
It was pretty condescending.
It was. And by the way, like, if he's doing it for just an audience of one... Everyone is talking about this interview. A lot of people have seen it. It's not just one person.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Probably more people have seen it now because it just devolved into such a mess than actually saw it because they were watching CNN.
Maybe.
But come on.
At least they had some time spent watching among the viewers they had.
Jake Tapper did talk about the audience of one. I'm just saying.
So you're saying maybe they only had an audience
maybe
of one.
Maybe he knows how many
That's
people
what you're
are
suggesting,
really
Mary?
Watching. Yeah.
About
that,
CNN's ratings?
Right. Well, if it becomes this and it becomes this big mishigas, then more people hear about it and more people know about it because it's a mess.
The president did tweet, Jake Tapper of Fake News CNN just got destroyed in his interview with Stephen Miller. Watch the hatred and unfairness of this CNN flunky. More from that interview. Here's Stephen Miller starts ripping CNN to Jake Tapper's face.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's one of the fake news items in the book.
Stephen,
I would happen to know better than you would, Jake, about how the travel ban was written. Steve Bannon didn't push the travel ban.
If you would let me, if you let me ask this question.
No, because you get 24 hours of negative anti-Trump hysterical coverage on this network that led in recent weeks to some spectacularly embarrassing false reporting.
I think the viewers right now can ascertain who's being hysterical.
No, the viewers are entitled to have 3 months of the truth.
Body blow.
Why don't you just give me 3 minutes to tell you the truth about Donald Trump that I know, and then all of our campaign staff
because it's my show, and I don't want to do that.
Settle down.
Calm down.
Jake.
I have a question for you about issues.
Settle down, boy.
That is so... That wasn't condescending at all.
Well, if you thought...
Settle down.
If you thought wasn't condescending, listen to the way he ends an interview with a senior White House advisor.
There's one viewer that you care about right now, and you're being obsequious. Please him, okay?
No.
And I think I've wasted enough of my viewers' time.
And then Adam Schiff came on next and got to talk without being interrupted.
Of course, because he was preaching.
Meanwhile, I want to point out one last thing here. George Stephanopoulos stands alone. Fox News had this incredible piece over the weekend that basically, you know, Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose both kick off of their respective morning shows. George Stephanopoulos is the only one left on ABC. He's paid like $20 million or something to be the host of an ABC television show. He's supposed to be the serious news guy. What was the value that he brought to that show? Access. He had access to the Clintons, access to the Democrats. Guess who's not president? Hillary. Guess who doesn't have inherent value anymore? George Stephanopoulos. What's going to happen there? 744 on WMAL.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. For a clean that lasts, book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
All right. I want to talk to you about being cold. We've all been really, really cold, but you know what's worse? Being cold in your home. That's terrible. And if you were cold in your home during this recent cold snap, you might want to look to your windows. If you put your hand on your windows and they feel cold, that cold air is coming into your home. And that's why you have to keep going over and just tweaking the thermostat up a little bit warmer and a little bit warmer. It's costing you money. So if you replace your windows, that will help lower your heating bills. And that is a long time savings. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs the replacement windows direct from their local factory. They're built specifically for your home. So they eliminate the middleman, so there's no middleman markup. The other thing, they're totally accountable to you. You don't have to deal with just a third party, you know, especially with installation and stuff. So that gives you peace of mind. You don't want to miss the incredible winter window sale. You get $200 off every window, plus no money down, zero interest financing until August 2019. So take advantage of this incredible offer and feel the difference with Thompson Creek Windows. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Do it before this offer is gone and visit thompsoncreek.com for details.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, it's been busy on the Beltway this morning. Crash cleanup continues. This is Outer Loop. Before you get to River Road, 6 cars were involved, and that's why the lengthy cleanup. And Aeroboard is still there. Looks like they're still blocking the right lane. Your delays coming around almost back to 95. So from New Hampshire Avenue, a continuous solid lineup past Old Georgetown Road to this crash near River Road. Same story on 270. As you can imagine, trying to head down to the spur out of Gaithersburg and just inching along. No problems to report on River Road either direction to the Beltway. Now, if you're joining on from River Road heading into Virginia across the Legion Bridge or beyond the crash, so you know. On 66 eastbound 50 Fairlakes, Fair Oaks crash. Looks like they have that to the shoulder now. That had been along the second lane from the left. I still see a bit of activity there. On the George Washington Parkway northbound near Slater's Lane had the crash. DC 295 north. The delays continue to grow as you come off the Beltway, so be prepared. You're heading up toward the Naval Research Lab where they were responding to an incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures up some 10 to 15 degrees this morning from 24 hours ago, and milder weather in the forecast today, 37 degrees, but a little bit of a fly in the ointment. Precipitation coming in from the west could be sleet-freezing rain, could cause a light glaze on road surfaces this afternoon. Winter weather advisory, 3 o'clock until 9 o'clock tonight. And a little evening light rain, and then chilly overnight down to 30 degrees. Sunshine much milder tomorrow, 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 21 degrees, 747 on WMAL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
You know, Vince, I don't know about you, but one thing I always say about 16-year-olds is that they're politically aware. They're brilliant. They're very smart. Mm-hmm. They're capable of making good decisions.
Yes.
And because of those, I mean, they're as smart at 16 as you are at 26.
Are you saying that you believe the children are our future? Teach them well and let them lead the way?
And let them vote. Absolutely. That's what they left out in the song, is they should also be allowed to vote. Greenbelt, Maryland, might do that. They might lower the voting age in city elections to 16 because, you know, 16-year-olds pay so much in taxes, and so they should have a say in what we do with our money.
I don't know. I mean, there are some 16-year-olds who are way more switched on than adults are to civic issues.
Yes, but then maybe only they should be allowed to vote. Maybe there should be some kind of test, you know, I don't know. There's basic tests that we could devise. Also, they're going to follow suit of Tacoma Park and Hyattsville, which allows 16-year-olds to vote, which I have to tell you makes zero sense to me. Zero. I don't even think I think that we never should have lowered it to 18, personally, but that's just me. The city council in Greenbelt is scheduled to vote to amend the city's charter to 18. They're from 18 to 16. They're going to do that today. So if you are part of Greenbelt, you might want to go to that meeting to say, you know, I might want to rethink this. My 16-year-old thought it was a good idea to wear shorts in the cold snap. So I don't know if I want him voting.
I don't know. There's an adult man in my neighborhood who wears flip-flops when he walks his dog. I think that's crazy, but, you know, to each his own.
In this weather?
In this weather.
Get out. Can you get a picture of that? Can you post it?
Actually, not to totally give him away, but he wears both flip-flops and occasionally a kilt in this weather. And he's not 16.
What, and he votes?
But 16 years old, though. Here's the downside. The one I'm predicting right now, which is election day comes. Be the, you know, some random middle of the week. They're going to be able to skip school for it. Like, oh, here's an official day for you to be able to go vote. Right?
Because they can vote before and after school.
Yeah, you're right. But this feels like the logical end game, the one where the school says, go ahead. If you're 16, you're eligible to vote. Go ahead. Be free. Take some time off this morning away from your class. Go vote. And then what happens is everyone just leaves. And maybe they go vote. Maybe you got to bring evidence that you voted or something. Your I voted sticker, you know, or something like that. But the idea is, then that's when it gets irresponsible. That's when you're basically giving kids incentives to go vote, to skip class. So we'll see. I don't know if it's going to get to that logical end game for me.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
If you're a smart, informed 16-year-old, that seems pretty cool.
No. No, my bigger problem with this is they're going to say, oh, well, I can vote. And they're going to start voting in presidential elections and statewide elections because we have no system of checking. And you're going to have 16-year-olds voting in the presidential election.
Yeah, good point. The other side is how can you let somebody who doesn't manage their own budget manage, you know, the cities?
Well, they could just run for office then. 751 on WMAL.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
It's a new year, so you've got a fresh start at making life less stressful, starting with parking. This year, don't park. Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, you can get everywhere you need to go on time and without breaking the bank. Simply download the Spot Hero app, then search for a spot near your destination. Spot Hero will show you tons of options, then let you reserve and pay in advance. No more driving around just hoping and praying to find parking. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code EASY. That's promo code EASY.
We all know know the best time to buy something is in the off-season. Well, in the roofing industry, our off-season is winter, and January is the slowest month of the year. Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Well, January isn't the best time of year to be a roofing contractor. It's a great time to be a roofing customer. This spring, we're going to be slammed, but I have to keep my installers busy in the winter, too. So if you call and schedule a free estimate right now, we're going to give you 50% off the price of materials, plus no interest, no payments until 2019. We've installed over 30,000 roofs in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
7:53, time to check in on how your money's doing in the CNBC News Desk with Jessica Ettinger. Good morning.
Hi, Vince. Good morning. All of the major averages open this morning at fresh all-time highs. Futures are lower, though, now pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. Smoke is pouring out of Trump Tower in New York. At the top, NBC is reporting crews are there. Early word is it's just an electrical fire. The Trump administration is close to a final plan to boost U.S. weapons sales to other countries. Reuters says an announcement will come next month. Watch shares of Kohl's today. It says holiday sales beat forecasts, up 7% compared to last year. Retail as a whole has been benefiting from stronger consumer confidence and a booming stock market. Starbucks has gotten a lawsuit dismissed that accused the coffee chain of overcharging customers by underfilling lattes and mochas and putting too much froth on top to reduce milk costs. 2 years ago, a different lawsuit was dismissed that claimed Starbucks filled cold drink cups with as much ice as possible to maximize profit. Columbia's Jumanji was number one at the box office over the weekend. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Freeturide for people just like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, ReachARide has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at ReachARide.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. ReachARide can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with ReachARide. Relax and ride with a click or call. Visit ReachARide.org or call 1-855-ReachARide or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. ReachARide.org.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, let's start again. It's on the Beltway where we've been talking about, seems like forever here, Outer Loop near River Road. The multiple cars involved, up to six cars involved in this crash. That's why it's been there so long. Still have the aero board activity right side, jammed almost back at I-95 College Park. Heading around through Bethesda, past Old Georgetown Road to this crash before the exit for River Road. Now, if you're joining on from River Road, you're beyond the activity. On 270, jammed out of Gaithersburg. Same story to get onto the spur and to get by the scene of the crash there. And it looks like commuters that are on 270 thinking, need to look for some bailout traffic. So that's what I'm seeing here on Falls Road. So you're with extra commuters there, Falls, Montrose, to avoid that heavy stretch. 66 east, the crash in Fair Lakes. That's been cleared. DC 295, heavier than normal as you push north up toward the Naval Research Lab. Crews are responding to an incident. Hang on, Metro Rail. Red Line commuters experiencing delays. They are single tracking right now. Red Line trains between Grosvenor and Twin Brook due to a medical emergency at Twin Brook. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some wintry precipitation coming in. Precipitation type may be the nasty type. Some sleet freezing rain possible as we get into this afternoon. 37 degrees. Winter weather advisory kicks in at 3 until 9 o'clock this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 21 degrees, 757 on WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Call toll-free at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI, with 7 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Win $1 million when you sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Use the home equity in your home to pay off credit card debt and save money. Learn more at cornerstonefirst.com or 202-625-1221.
All right, here's what's coming up in Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, we're going to be joined by Katrina Pearson. Now, here's someone who knows the president well, as opposed to these people who are making all of these assumptions about him who don't know him.
All right, we'll find out what she thinks about all of this, about that new book. And then Christian Toto is a film critic, Hollywood expert. He's going to break down the Golden Globes for us, what happened last night. Also, we're tracking this fire at Trump Tower this morning in Manhattan. More on that as we have it. 8 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. No school today for thousands of kids in Virginia. From the WMAL Storm Center, these schools are closed today. Fairfax County, Fauquier County, Loudoun County, and Spotsylvania County public schools all closed. Fredericksburg City Schools and Stafford County public schools are on a two-hour delay. Get the complete list at WMAL.com. The weather could make your afternoon commute a slow and hazardous one. We're under a winter weather advisory from 3 this afternoon till 9 tonight. Forecasters anticipate a wintry mix that could include rain, sleet, and freezing rain, and dangerous roads as a result. National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Fling says it's a good time to stay in if you can.
If you got some errands and stuff to run out there today, earlier in the day will be the best time. By this afternoon, once the wintry mix does start to fall across the area, conditions will start to deteriorate a bit and become slippery. So earlier in the day, the better.
And with more bad weather approaching, our roads are pretty much already pre-treated against the incoming ice.
If we put anything down now, it's just going to freeze over. So there's plenty of salt on the road, plenty of pre-treating, so I think we're going to be good to go.
Antonio Campbell with Maryland State Highway says the sub-freezing temperatures left last week's spread of salt and other chemicals in place for this afternoon storm, but you'll still see the trucks standing by.
By this morning, probably late this morning, they'll be out there, and we're always prepared.
You should be prepared as well. Prepared to creep home. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
New York City firefighters are atop Trump Tower in Manhattan at this hour, working on a small fire. We're told it's a one-alarm fire. No evacuations, no injuries reported. Two boats are on fire this morning at a marina in southwest D.C. D.C. Fire spokesman Vito Maggiolo.
When our units arrived at the James Creek Marina, we found two boats at the dock, completely engulfed in fire. No evidence of anybody occupying the boats. In fact, I was told one of the boats had been shrink-wrapped for the winter.
No injuries reported in that marina fire. It's an important change to a longstanding Metro policy that you need to be aware of starting today.
Metro smart trip cards won't permit you to go negative on your balance.
Spokesman Dan Stussel.
The exit gates won't open if you just took a trip that's valued at more than what you have on your card.
You'll have to reload money onto your smart trip card at the exit fare machines, but be aware they only take cash. President Trump tweeted over the weekend that he is a very stable genius in the face of Michael Wolff's book Fire and Fury. The book's implications played out on the Sunday talk shows.
Campaign and now top White House aide Stephen Miller was on CNN's State of the Union.
The portrayal of the president in the book is so contrary to reality, to the experience of those who work with him.
Fire and Fury author Michael Wolff was on NBC's Meet the Press. He portrays aides who worry Mr. Trump is not mentally fit for the job.
This is, I think, not an exaggeration. It's not unreasonable to say this is 25th Amendment kind of stuff.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,296, the NASDAQ at 71,37. Sports, the Caps get an overtime win over St. Louis. College basketball, Maryland wins. The Maryland women win again. George Mason loses. NFL, the Jaguars and Saints get wild card victories. And the Georgia Bulldogs meet the Alabama Crimson Tide tonight for college football's national championship. WMAL News Time 804 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me throw something at you.
Rush.
I'm the mayor of Realville. That means I'm a literalist. That also means I am really unique.
Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
Another reason why I am